arsenic in groundwater, which are leached from soil and other sources, are a problem, because this arsenic in this groundwater is more than what it is allowed for on health ground. So that is one major source for this. Many of the Asian countries where population drink groundwater for their main source of drinking water. Some food, particularly rice and other grains, they themselves have the capability to enrich arsenic from the soil and some other sources, irrespective of how they are irrigated or cooked. So they have, on top of that, additional ability to contain enrich arsenic more than the, what is considered safe. For a population. So if someone eats those amount of food, a certain amount in a given day, so the amount of arsenic that goes inside the body could be more than what for a given individual per 24-hour intake is considered safe. So yes, so drinking water is the primary source for many of this population, which is estimated to be about 20 to 40 million in Bangladesh population alone, and there are tens of millions in India, China are also estimated. And then what are these food sources, particularly rice, which is also happened to be a common, commonly eaten in those part of the world in Asia. It's also another source of arsenic, which for all countries, including West in and many Western countries, including the U.S.
I heard before that brown rice has more arsenic.
Yeah. So because of that, particularly the cooking method where they don't drain the water, they cook the rice in. Then that is even more, because the that water is retained in the rice, and so that has the highest amount of arsenic. Yes.
So it's better to drain the water. You boil the rice and then drain the water.
Draining would reduce it a little bit, but as I said, during the cooking process, a lot of arsenic goes inside the rice and that stays there.
Okay. So the water, groundwater in Bangladesh, in India, and China that you mentioned, the arsenic's in the groundwater, or is it always in
the water? Yeah, arsenic in groundwater.
So it's groundwater. Anywhere?
There are some variations over geographic areas, so spatial variation goes up and down based on a number of factors, the depth of the water table underground, the characteristics of the soil, as well as some other, the frequency of flooding or raining in those areas. So there is some variability, but in regions where there are arsenic, it tend to be spanning a large area with some variability, of course.
Do you know anything about in Tibet, whether they have arsenic problem in the groundwater in Tibet?
In Tibet, I am not aware of specifically to what extent Tibet itself has, but there are several provinces in China. In Inner Mongolia, then Shaanxi, Guizhou, those provinces have a major arsenic problem have been reported. Tibet itself, I have not heard.
Okay. Is there a lot of mining is happening in Tibet, and I was wondering if mining could cause, would bring arsenic in the water? Is it possible?
Yes. Yes, that's the possible. There's a certain part of mining itself has, and yet I didn't mention that, is yet another source of arsenic irrespective of any other activity. So the process of mining leads to arsenic exposure, especially the the highest would be the people who work in the mine. But in addition, there could be some also impact on the groundwater. It's possible. Yeah, I don't know specifically the conditions in Tibet. Actually, I was not aware of.
Yeah, and does it also harm animals?
Oh, it will of course harm animals on multiple sources. Again, from drinking water, from the food they eat, as well as. The direct exposure from the soil and the way the places
It says arsenic damage lung. What does it exactly do to the lung?
So the damage in lung is the detailed mechanism is not known, but what it happens is that the lung's ability to inhale and exhale air, which is the primary thing that lung does, that ability goes down because of the lung tissues. They get a little bit more stiffer, so their elasticity goes down because of some sort of we call it interstitial lung disease. So some sort of inflammation in lung tissues that happen that causes eventually the elasticity to go down. As a consequence, the lung's ability to inhale and exhale air goes down. So that is the main problem that we have reported in this recent paper. It has long been reported independent that arsenic is carcinogenic. It causes cancer through some other mechanisms. That is very well established fact. So many organs, but again, lung is one of the organs where cancers happen most commonly for arsenic-exposed population, in addition to skin, urinary bladder, liver, and other organs. So cancers in lung and other organs have long been known. What we reported this time is that in addition to cancer, in general, the function for lung is dampened because of arsenic through inflammatory process that causes the stiffness of lung tissues.
Mm-hmm. How do people know? Is it easy to find out if there's arsenic in water?
It's easy to find if a specific test for arsenic is done with a dipstick. There are dipstick-based simple method, but there are a little bit more accurate method which may require a little bit more 5-minute test. But yes, there are many easily conductable tests are available that could be done at the field setting.
But you can't just by looking at it or tasting it, you can't tell, right?
No, unfortunately, no. It's an odorless, clear metal that will not microscopically you will not know.
Okay, and I was wondering what other minerals that contains arsenic, because like in Tibetan and some traditional medicine, they use a lot of minerals. I was wondering if it goes into medicine too.
Yeah, so that is also yet another potential source of arsenic. It depends. There has been report in certain traditional medicine. Arsenic itself actually used to be used as a medicine itself. So arsenic itself has antibacterial property. So in certain particular parasitic infection, arsenic, including syphilis, arsenic is actually has been used as a treatment to kill those as an antibiotic for certain parasites. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, arsenic is also a common content in tobacco, leaf processing system. So tobacco smoking could lead to arsenic exposure, and as I said, arsenical medicine, both in traditional and actually non-traditional modern medicine, arsenic is still used. In fact, nowadays arsenic is deliberately used as a number one an anti-cancer drug for a particular type of leukemia. So that's another source of arsenic that could be knowingly or unknowingly.
That's interesting. It causes the cancer, but they also use for anti-cancer.
Yes.
It's funny.
Most medicines that are used to cure cancers, meaning cancers are, you know, the abnormal cells when they start growing abnormally.
Mm-hmm.
So the anti-cancer medications are all essentially used to kill those abnormal cells.
Mm-hmm.
So and the process by which these cancer drugs kill the cancer cells, that same process could alter the normal cells to also develop abnormality. So mm-hmm. that eventually may lead to cancer. So most of the anti-cancer drugs, their known side effects long term mm-hmm. could be development of new cancers from the normal cells that they get exposed to. So similar properties also are shared by arsenic in natural exposure setting.
Oh. Okay, I want to take this opportunity and about the brown rice, because I use brown rice all the time. So is it better to, I was wondering if it's better just to put a lot of water and boil it and then, you know, dump the water before, you know, all the rice is cooked.
And draining, yeah. So first of all, I think the good idea to use non-ground water for uh-huh. boiling, cooking rice.
Right.
That's mm-hmm. A. And mm-hmm. B, the draining of water would be a good idea for cooked rice before eaten. And see, obviously, if there are other avenues. You know, there are certain types of, going into detail, there are certain types of rice
mm-hmm.
the which concentration of arsenic is less than others.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another, that would be another thing to consider. If someone must eat rice, and I don't have ability to, you know, avoid groundwater too much, or they like cooking, rice with boiled with water, then certain types of rice could be chosen that whose arsenic concentration is less than others. So particularly brown rice, actually, unfortunately, is healthy for many reasons.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, it tends to have a higher concentration of arsenic. Aromatic rice has less concentration of arsenic, so that's something to consider.
So if it's brown rice, it doesn't matter which type of rice it is? Or?
In general, aromatic rice have less arsenic concentration than non-aromatic rice. Those are brown rice, which has tend to have contain a little bit more arsenic. And then on top of that, the cooking method makes a further difference.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Hassan.
Not a problem.
Okay. I appreciate it. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.